Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything tastes better. Life is great. Happy Friday, my friends. It's 9:06, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I point to the sky. It's just a...
Oh, yeah.
It's this vaudevillian thing I used to do back in the day.
I thought you were going to fall out of your chair, the Baba Lounger there.
Sweetly!
Yeah.
You know the Three Stooges came out of the whole vaudeville thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
No. Oh!
All right,
Let me do this before I forget.
Go for it. It's your show. Do what you want.
I thought of this when I was inhaling a lot of nitrous oxide.
Okay.
Which
wow.
I was not look. I
There's
wasn't
a setup. Okay.
I wasn't looking for recreational nitrous. I was using this under the care of a qualified dentist.
Mm.
So here's what I thought of.
Okay. What you got?
Remember when they were vetting who would become a Supreme Court justice? And I'm sorry, her name escapes me. The woman they were vetting. Remember they asked her. What was the question the Senate asked her?
Oh, identifying what a woman is?
What is a woman? And I just came up with the answer. And it's accurate and it's brilliant. The definition of a woman is a person who doesn't like or understand the Three Stooges.
Wow.
Oh, that's a giant halo over my head right now.
All right.
Ooh, a wise one. The sage has spoken. Yes. What is the definition of a woman? A human being that either doesn't like or get the Three Stooges. Isn't that easy, though? I mean, isn't that brilliant? Think about something as definitive as that. Mm-hmm. I beg you, give me something as definitive as that.
That's pretty good. Yeah, Judge Jackson, I think, so you're trying to think of, right?
I think so.
She has the long name, many names. Yes.
Yes. Very hyphenated.
Yes.
But
that's her.
But she froze up on that question, and I could see it was a challenging time. This,
it was.
But remember, now, here we are, where woke is croak.
Absolutely.
I made it official.
I like it.
There you go. But that's it.
Yep.
What's the definition of a woman? A human being that does not like or understand the Three Stooges.
Isn't it crazy to think that we got to a point in our society, and I have said over the years, it's like we get on these tangents, whether it's taking Confederate flags off the top of the General Lee, just stupid stuff like that. We get on these tangents. They last for about 3 months. Everybody gets riled up, and then it goes away, and we live in the aftermath of it. Who would have thought you'd have a point where you could be talking to somebody that you want to have on the Supreme Court, and they can't answer that question? That just shows how stupid the public is by swallowing this garbage. I'm sorry. It's just... And then it moves on, and then it's gone, and then we're off to the next tangent that they throw our way.
Yeah, it'll come up in a different kind of form.
Yes.
But it is... Look, at the root of it, it's all about identity. Politics.
Yep.
Separate people into groups, claim that you're looking out for that group, and say that the other guys absolutely hate you.
Right.
And that has been an effective tool for the Democrat Party for a long time. But I think those days could be behind us now.
I hope so.
We had a candidate who was so strong in the way he delivered The things that he, you know, felt a conviction on, mm-hmm. and he delivered. He said, look, promises made, promises kept.
Yeah.
And he did. He delivered on them, and it's spectacular and amazing at the same time that all the messaging, all the propaganda, all the evil, lying rhetoric that the left pushed, both yep. from the politicians in power to the media, that Trump was able to not just win, but win decisively the popular vote and the Electoral College, and carried areas that never had been carried by Republicans before. I mentioned that there was a county that was flipped by Trump that had voted Democrat in every presidential race since 1896.
Amazing.
That's a long time ago, Sonny. And it was in Texas. It is a very Hispanic county, the most Hispanic county in the nation, at 97%. Texas Secretary of State Jay Nelson's office reported that the Trump-Vance ticket garnered 57.7% of the vote, with 100% in and reported in Starr County, Texas. Yep, the Harris-Walls ticket only brought in just shy of 42%. Never voted Republican in a presidential election by a plurality since 1896. This is considered the longest reported streak of any county in the nation. MAGA is real. The Trump train is real. And people of all stripes, all genders, everybody came together to make this happen. Man, this is an American story.
Yep.
It's an impressive one. And let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Roy, you're on the air.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the states that got flipped were one thing, but then you look at New York and California, and it was a close margin. Yes, Harris took them, but not by that big of a number. And in fact, New York was almost a 50-50 deal.
And my understanding is when you break it down to individual counties, the vote for Kamala versus what Biden had done just 4 years previous, she didn't exceed the votes for him mm-hmm. in any county in the nation.
Where'd all those people go? Where did they go?
Well, that's a whole nother question about the 20 million made-up voters that were not there before and aren't there now, but appeared in that particular election, the one under question. Uh-huh. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines again, and good morning, Rosebud!
Let me make this perfectly clear. Trump put a fracking on me. Hey, good morning, guys.
A fracking.
Hey. Yeah. Well, I was trying to be nice.
Yeah, that's not.
I run it by you, Greg, in case there was something there. You know, Dr. J's not there no more. I used to have to run everything by him, mm-hmm. and then he would play my song now. Kate Smith, God Bless America, in the old days, but that's history. But anyway, I just want to say a few things about our election. First of all, because Monday is Veterans Day, that Lloyd Austin and the Pentagon put the wham jam on our patriot kids that are serving overseas. They did something with their ballots. They still haven't been found and returned. So that's one thing that they did underhanded. They left Robert Kennedy Jr.'s name on several of the Democratic states, and mm-hmm, I see that mm-hmm. a lot of people voted for him, separate from Trump, but Trump still put the wham jam on. And the smart woman around Trump, the smartest one in my opinion, is his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump.
Yep.
Back in the shadows, she took care of business. She had the lawyers. She had everything set in every state when they tried to pull their crap. She had the lawyer right away, and the state Supreme Courts made them keep counting when they tried to stop several times in Michigan and Wisconsin and everything. So you got to give her a lot of credit. And I'm looking forward to the next 4 years of if I don't make it, I'm happy because I took a lot of people to the polls, got a lot of people, because my two things were not only Trump, but three and four, the big dope and the big baby kill. I had to stop a lot of that. We had to do what we could to stop that, us Christian conservatives. And I want to say, tip of the hat to Tony for getting on there and saying, God bless America, and Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and he helped us in every way, because God is real. And one day I'm going to tell you, remind y'all, how I had an experience in the next dimension back in 1971. You people have a nice day. Keep the faith. Pray for our soldiers overseas that are in harm's way still, and hopefully our Gators might survive Texas. God bless America.
Yeah, we'll see about all these things. God bless you, Rosebud. It is great to hear from you, my friend. Hang in there. It's 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. I also want to get your input on really basically all the issues. And I have to say, happy, happy Friday, my friends. 97.3, The Sky.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The words you use invoke different aspects of the law.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
And with it, different abridgments of your rights. So you're damn right, language is important.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Friday. Woo. Man, oh man, it has been a wild ride. It is 9:19. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning, it is indeed.
Not a three-day weekend for us. A lot of people are going to enjoy it. It is the 11th day of the 11th month on Monday. That is Veterans Day. And the official unveiling of the new family monument will take place at Ocala Marion County Veterans Memorial Park. And that will happen actually on Sunday at 5 p.m. And this was made possible by a generous donation from Cone Distributing. And immediately following that ceremony, which is, of course, is completely free, you will have the Kingdom of the Sun concert band playing for you and the annual fireworks display called Light Up the Stars. So enjoy. And the Veterans Memorial Park is located on Fort King Street in Ocala. So enjoy. Enjoy. Some of the things referred to earlier, Rosebud brought it up. The Republican National Committee was on top of literally hundreds of issues on election night, working quickly with a team of lawyers to solve any possible instances of election malfeasance. And the RNC chairman, I guess co-chair, really, Michael Whatley, provided several examples of what their team did as Americans anxiously awaited the final election results. Whatley said that there were a lot of stories showcasing the RNC prioritizing election integrity on that night. They dealt with literally hundreds of issues all across the country. A lot of them were, you know, they seemed minor at the time, although he pointed to one issue in Philadelphia as their poll observers. There were 230,000 nationwide and 15,000 in Pennsylvania alone were prevented from entering. The poll workers, yeah, all of our poll workers, they showed up. And when they did, when the polls opened and they wouldn't let them in, we were like, well, we're going to, you know, they're registered poll workers, and we're going to make sure that that is taken care of. And he explained that they were in front of those officials with lawyers and were going to court within 15 minutes. 15 wow. minutes. And within 30 minutes, our people were in the room. And to me, being very aggressive, forward-leaning, and I think it paid off. Philadelphia's had a long standing reputation of maybe not in several precincts, not things coming out that were very difficult to explain, I guess you'd say. He cited another example, and one of the counties said, well, we're not going to count throughout the night. We're going to hold all of our ballots and count them tomorrow. Well, that violates that state's law. Explained the RNC effectively warned them that they would take them to court in 15 minutes, and they said, well, hold on a minute. We'll go ahead and count them tonight. Oh, by the way, that incident also took place in Pennsylvania, which, as it turns out, was a very critical state. Trump could have won without it, but it definitely helped to put him over the top. And there you go. I mean,
they were on it.
They were on it. And he said, we saw just literally hundreds of examples all across the country. I was talking with Laura Trump this morning, and we just had been absolutely amazing as a co-chair about how big this effort has been. So, yeah, a lot of smart people working on behalf of Trump, the Trump campaign. And one of the smartest, strongest women around was campaign manager Susie Wiles. Well, it was recently announced that she will be President-elect Donald Trump's chief of staff in his next administration. And, well, look, she made history. This is the biggest political comeback. And she is a very big part of that. And apparently she plays her role very, very well. And she likes to fly below the radar. Doesn't need, you know, all the accolades and look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. And that's why she might make an excellent pick as chief of staff. And then come to find out, this is the first female chief of staff ever in the history of our nation.
Wait, Mark Cuban, his mind is going to be blown, because he specifically said that there's no strong women around Donald Trump.
Did Bill Clinton do that? That would be a no. What about Barack Obama? Did he? No.
No.
He
no,
did not. No. What about Joe Biden? Nope.
Nope.
It took the racist womanizer, woman hater, whatever he is called. It took him to hire the first female chief of staff. Yeah. So once again, the lefties were liars and Trump delivers. So that is that's going to be a strong pick, at least according to most of the experts. And it's going to go from there. They're going to be very busy, this whole transition thing and getting people on board. But you'll start to hear more and more names coming out. President Joe Biden actually appeared to be in high spirits when he addressed the nation following President-elect Trump's landslide victory. We accept the choice the country made. Wow. I've said many times that you can't love our country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree. Something I hope we can do, no matter who you voted for, to see each other not as adversaries. Biden also encouraged Americans to bring down the temperature of rhetoric. And then he apologized. I know I'm to blame for a lot of the rhetoric. When I called him Hitler and he was going to destroy democracy.
I believed you until you got to that last sentence.
That's because it never happened.
There was one thing, though, that a lot of folks have noticed. We had a couple of calls off the air and you and I talked about it. Have you ever seen him smile so much in your life lately?
No, not lately. And it wasn't that crazy.
No, it wasn't the crazy weird look. He really looked happy.
Yeah.
Almost like... My immediate thought was, and I could be totally wrong, but I doubt it. You know, you'd been mentioning over the weeks past how he would take little shots at Kamala's campaign, and he would say things that would undermine what she said and undermine her trying to separate herself from his administration. Do you think he was almost getting just a little giddy of like, yep, y'all should have picked me?
How would you like your earth? Would that be medium? Medium rare, sir? I like it scorched, Biden said. Yeah, he did. He undermined her when he had the opportunities to do it.
Yeah.
And he, because his ego is so sensitive, and he got kicked to the curb, and whether he's of diminished capacity, which he clearly is, he still has the capacity to, well, to have a big ego.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make sure that everybody who pushed him out of the way, trying to say that Kamala was the candidate of the future or whatever, and he insisted he was the better candidate. He said it several times. He pulled Obama aside and said, you know, I'm the better candidate. And Obama allegedly agreed. This was after they decided to kick him to the curb. And so, yeah, I think Biden feels pretty good about the fact that, and if you look at the numbers, Kamala under-delivered in every place.
Oh, yeah.
Every place.
Mm-hmm.
And Jill's like, I told you so. But it doesn't explain almost like 20 million vote difference that wasn't there for two election cycles. Then there's this 20 million pops up for the 2020 election and then disappears again.
Yeah.
Even though the turnout for this, we thought, was tremendous on both sides, yet the numbers don't even come close to that Biden election period.
It's like David Copperfield got a hold of them and they just gone just like that.
Hmm. Or maybe he was the guy that made him appear to begin with, and they weren't real.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I do.
It's 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines on the way. It is a happy, happy Friday on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
The news that's trending.
Yeah, look what happened. Is this crazy?
The news that's now.
I will fight for you, for your family. I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve.
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Friday. Happy weekend. Good morning. It is 9:35. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Things that make you smile is coming up in a few minutes. Start thinking about that. Just hand me a copy of the New York Times magazine. And it's dated November 3rd. So this came out 2 days before Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
In bold letters across the front with no other pictures or anything else in the background, in bold letters it says, a Republican movement driven by disinformation has taken over election boards across the country. As voters go to the polls, a certification crisis looms that could threaten American democracy.
Wow.
What in the world is that all about?
Propaganda? Anyone?
Yeah, a certification crisis looms. Now, I hadn't heard this talk anywhere. Have you?
No, not a bit. Not until I saw this headline from them.
This is definitely insider information. In other words, somebody, probably connected with Kamala Harris's campaign, DNC, whatever, had, you know, internal polling and stuff, and they started to collect that data, and they said, we're going to get our butts kicked. So what do?
Yep.
You, quote unquote, leak it, means give the information to your friends at the New York Times, and you say, hey, we need an urgent call to action. And these numbers are so off that we think there must be something wrong taking place. And they try to sell them on this concept, and they actually bought it, and they printed it. And there it is now for the world to see. And hindsight is 2020. And as much as a nation. We need to move forward. We need to try to heal the wounds, etc. We need to learn from things called propaganda and rhetoric and know that the people that point their fingers and say propaganda and rhetoric are a lot of times the ones that are actually spewing it. In this case, I warned you for a while now about, you know, the Karl Marx playbook.
Yep.
Call them what? You call your enemy what you are.
Yes.
You say your enemy is doing what you are actually doing. And you know what? They followed that.
Oh, true.
They followed it so well that I think I wasn't the only one that kind of got that interpretation and understood that message and said, now, wait a second. If they're saying that Donald Trump's the guy that's going to hurt the Constitution, I mean, Kamala got so desperate, she even said he was going to step on the First and Second Amendments, which,
right.
I mean, when she said that, I go, wow.
Yeah, desperate.
What it tells you is, again, use it this way. We know they're lying, but they're not. They're telling the truth. Mm-hmm. They're just not telling it about themselves.
Right.
So, yes, in essence, they're lying, but from that, you can deduct what? The truth. And the truth is, that's what they had planned. That's exactly what they had planned. They're the ones that are and definitely were a threat to democracy. They were a threat to the First Amendment. They wanted to squash free speech. I mean, look at the cover of this. New York Times Magazine. A Republican movement driven by disinformation. The Democrats call anything that doesn't agree with them disinformation. That is dangerous. And if they're allowed to continue that, which they're not going to be able to, but that's the kind of thing that can mortally wound a constitutional republic. And they were the ones that were bringing that. So you have to wonder, while they were calling Trump Hitler, yet 40% of the Jewish population in New York voted for Trump, I don't think they would vote for anybody who they thought in any way, shape, or form came close to resembling anything related to that in any way.
Right.
But the Democrats would say stuff like that anyway, because they're the fascists. They're the authoritarians. Don't you see? We have a living, breathing example of them being Marxists, of them lying and lying to the point to where they're actually truth tellers about themselves. I think this is a
perfect example.
Yes.
Just perfect.
But the thing is, you've got to learn from it and you've got to remember. So there's a lot of lefties. Forget about them. They'll never give up the fight. They're done. Their brain's fried. But there are a lot of people who crossed over, and you got to remind those people. You did that for a reason. And you got to remember those reasons. Oh, by the way, I'm looking a little further into the magazine, and about three pages in, full page, a photo of Fetterman, and probably the most flattering photo I've ever seen of him. It's just a head and shoulder shot.
Yep.
John Fetterman says Trump is stronger than ever. Now, remember, that's not given as a compliment.
No, no.
That is given as a warning.
Right.
And I just thought that was very interesting. But look at this photo. It makes him look handsome, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating.
Relatively speaking.
I mean,
you know, this whole cover thing you're talking about, though, and the whole Marxist thing, it's the whole Antifa thing that you called out earlier. Because a lot of folks are going, oh, no, these are the good guys because they're against fascism. Well, no. If you disagree with them, well,
that was like exhibit, you know, 1A.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what it started with. Yeah, we're going to lie to you. And remember, mostly peaceful protests, mostly.
Well, but what about the burning building part?
I mean, but when have you ever heard that term applied other than in the last 10 years? Mostly peaceful.
Never before.
Yeah.
Except for the Molotov cocktails being thrown at cops and the police station burning down. It was mostly peaceful. Details.
President-elect Donald Trump has carried Nevada over Vice President Kamala Harris, according to NBC. And this actually came out, was it early this morning, I think?
Yeah.
Trump lost the state's 6 electoral votes in both of his previous runs for the White House, but those defeats against Clinton and Biden were both by less than 2.5 percentage points. And Trump and the Republican Party have made significant strides with Latino voters and other voting blocs key to the state since then. So Nevada elected a Republican governor in 2022. Trump endorsed Joe Lombardo. Democrats managed to hold on in other close races up and down the ballot, a recurring theme in recent years. But Trump's victory is a breakthrough for the GOP in a state that Democrats have mostly dominated, especially as of late. Republicans have not won the presidential contest there since 2004. Trump made Vegas a frequent stop on the campaign trail, repeatedly promoting his no tax on tips. And that resonated so well with the people. They had such a response that Kamala's people immediately told her about it. And she ran out and she tried to pretend like it was her idea. And we're not going to tax tips.
Right.
It's like,
yeah,
you're a little late with that.
Late, you know? Yeah. Late to the party.
It would be like Walmart, you know. Yeah, we've got this new thing called the Blue Light Special.
Exactly.
You know, back in the 1980s, you'd be like,
yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, been there, done that, seen that.
I'm going blank on which state it was just because I got a bazillion things in my mind. And it's always when we go blank on something, someone sitting at home, it's like playing a game show. You know the answer at home. You couldn't do it if you were on TV. So sometimes we go blank on things. So I apologize. I can't think of what state it was that basically put Trump at like the, you know, the 270-something or the 260-something. It was where he was going to, if he won the state, he won. I watched the video and listened to it of Maddow.
Mm-hmm. Rachel Maddow.
And this was the state that was going to give him the win. It wasn't the getting the 278, but it's there. It's done.
Must have been a battleground state.
It was. She stumbled over herself.
What if it was North Carolina?
She said, I don't know.
That might have been too early.
Yeah, I think so. She stumbled over herself trying to find that line of saying, okay, this gives him the win without saying so.
Him, he.
Oh, just
without
about.
Saying T.
Just about.
Him, he, no T.
She stumbled. She paused. She mentioned that he got the state, but she just tried everything she could to not acknowledge he was going to win. It was hilarious to. They just didn't want to speak the words. It's like their head was going to catch on fire or something.
And it is, it just, it's what a dynamic it is. And you know, they're true believers. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I think that they not only thought Kamala was going to win, but that, you know, they were on, you know, the right side. You know, I got to tell you, when exterminating babies is on the right side, wow. I hope I'm not around to see it. And I know that's just one issue, but they did put a lot of eggs in that basket, yep, non-fertilized eggs in that basket, yeah, on the abortion thing.
Yeah.
I think they
thought they had it based on that, I think.
Yeah, they're kind of like, oh my gosh, how could any woman not vote for it? It's not a rah-rah cheer-cheer kind of an issue for, I don't know, at least 80% of women.
Yeah.
Okay, this is something that could be necessary, and we need to have it in place, but good God, not like it is now, like going into a 7-Eleven for a Big Gulp.
No. I mean, again, this is the party, though, the Dems, that basically had an abortion van outside their convention. So come on, really?
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's classy.
Oh, yeah, third.
Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Ken, good morning.
Morning, guys. Just wanted to make a comment where I was when I heard first news about Trump winning. My wife and I were on vacation in the Philippines for almost a month. We were arriving back election day at 7 p.m. in California. As the plane landed on a 777, some 350 some odd people on the plane, a pilot announced, "Welcome to L.A. For those of you interested, the update, we're at about 60% counting. President Trump is in the lead. With only the West Coast not counted yet, and the plane erupted in applause."
And it was flying into LAX?
Into LAX. This is a plane with about 80% Filipinos on the plane, many of them probably American citizens coming back to the States, but it was really amazing to hear and see that.
Ted,
flying into LA.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a thank you for sharing that story. That is worthy of telling a story about. I wouldn't have expected that. I thought it was going to go the other way. Let's go to Horse Sense. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I just want to touch on the Rachel Maddow thing. I put myself through watching MSNBC all night till 3:30 in the morning, and I believe the state was Pennsylvania because that was the one I was on my edge of my seat with, and they just couldn't call it. It looked like they should have called it, but they just couldn't. Mm-hmm. And she would blink a lot. She would just sit there, and her eyes would just blink, 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 blink. And it was great, though. But thank you for bringing that back up. What a night. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Well, not only the Keystone State, but Keystone to the election of Donald J. Trump. And it's also interesting that both examples of maybe some possible tomfoolery taking place, mm-hmm. as described by the co-chair of the RNC, you know, along with Laura Trump, where two incidents, both of them took place in Pennsylvania, where they either had to take court action,
yep.
to allow the poll watchers in, or they had to threaten to take court action because they want to stop counting ballots. Remember that old trick?
Yep.
Not this go-around.
You guys
time.
Go on home. We'll take care of the rest.
Yeah. Fool me once.
Lessons learned, you know, last time around.
Busted pipe. Fool me twice.
Yes. The old busted pipe trick.
Or as the WHO would say, we won't get fooled again.
And we didn't.
And welcome the new boss. Same as the old boss, 45.
Wow, that was prophetic. Who knew?
You like that?
I like that a lot. That was awesome.
I never thought I'd be able to say it in that way.
But no, it fits.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, and it would be a good thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it. 9:49, time for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Something that's making you smile, upbeat, positive. That you want to share with us. It's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call now, 877-975-9825. Happy Friday. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:53. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And Donnie, what's making you smile?
Morning, Bob. The swing state voting making it too big to rig. Joe Biden is not being magnanimous by accepting the result. It was too big to rig, and they couldn't cheat, and it's got me smiling ear to ear.
Yeah, it is. It is a good feeling. It's making me smile. Awesome, Pete. What's making you smile?
Okay, hold on. We're not on the air yet. Alachua County book sale. I have a whole bunch of nieces and nephews up north who are between the ages of 10 months and 10 years, and I went there and bought 100 pounds of children's books and mailed them north.
That's fantastic. Aww. That'll make a lot of kids smile.
That's awesome.
Let's go to Kaz. What's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. Beautiful day. Going to be a beautiful weekend. I'm actually riding the Trump train, of course, and I'm a woman. And I loved the Three Stooges when I was little. I thought it was so funny. And I just want to do a quick shout-out to Rosebud. Love his comment. God is strong, and I love you guys. God bless you, and God bless America.
Aww, God bless you, Cass. Sweetly. Let's go to... She said something about Three Stooges.
Yeah, thanks for your service, too.
Gene, what's making you smile?
Well, similar to the lady ahead of me, I listened to your show so long, and I seldom call in, but today when I heard Rosebud, he always makes me smile or think. And I wonder if you ever have time on your show to invite him to come in as a guest.
He has an open invite, but we'll try to make it more official than that. That would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
He was on, 10, 12 years ago now. Peasant with a Pitchfork, what's making you smile?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's making me smile and is keeping me in stitches is watching the videos on YouTube of all the people screaming and crying about what happened.
Well, and we knew it would happen again because it happened, 8 years ago. And it's like, well, if it happens again, they're not going to be smiling. So,
It
is what it is.
You know, one of the reasons why the left takes these things a lot more seriously is because they are victims of their own emotions in a lot of ways. That's number one. And number two, those of us that are believers, we only put our faith in God, and He won't fail us.
Mm-hmm.
So they put their faith in so-called leaders and politicians who are definitely going to disappoint.
Yeah.
And that's a big difference, too. Mm-hmm. That's why we get over things easier than they do. And my friends that are non-believers, you can call that a crutch. And you know what I say to that? You're darn right it is, and I'm happy to have it. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Being here illegally doesn't make you a victim.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
That is called a criminal action. Like if you bypass the proper legal protocol, if you're driving a vehicle while impaired.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The official unveiling of the new family monument at the Ocala Marion County Veterans Memorial Park will take place this Sunday at 5 p.m. It was made possible by a generous donation from Cone Distributing. It really is a beautiful sculpture. You've got to see it for yourself. They'll follow it up with a free music concert featuring Kingdom of the Sun concert band and annual fireworks display called Light Up the Stars. The guns will not be smoking, they'll be still, but the stars and stripes will be loud and proud thanks to those previous smoking guns. And that's your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Remember the veterans. Take care, my friends. See ya.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.